Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you. I will pray to you in my secret place. For you are my everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer for worship. A praise of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you. For you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. Surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to, Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Even when I don't know where my next meal is coming from, somehow, somewhere you make a way. You're my life. You're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me. And I gotta testify that you are. Life. You step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. You calm my mind, just like you calm the sea. You
rhythm, Lord. You are our life, strength, peace, joy. Lord, you are our everything. Happy Resurrection Weekend, everyone. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a beautiful day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministry Saturday Morning Worship Service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Mother Irma Miller. Good morning.
And good morning to you. So glad to hear you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Our prayer for today
being with us this morning.
The death of Jesus is found in Matthew 27th chapter, verses 45 to 61. At noon, the darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling for the prophet Elijah. One of them ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, holding it up to him on a reed stick so he could drink. But the rest said, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah to save him." Then Jesus shouted out again, and he released his spirit. At that moment, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. The earth shook, rocks split apart, and tombs opened. The bodies of many godly men and women who had died were raised from the dead. They left the cemetery after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and appeared to many people. The Roman officer and the other soldiers at the crucifixion were terrified by the earthquake and all that had happened. They said, "This man truly was the Son of God." And many women who had come from Galilee with Jesus to care for him were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee. As evening approached, Joseph, a rich man from Arimathea, who had become a follower of Jesus, went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate issued an order to release it to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a long sheet of clean linen cloth. He placed it in his own new tomb, which had been carved out of the rock. Then he rolled a great stone across the entrance and left. But Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting across from the tomb and watching. May God add a blessing to the reading of this word. Our prayer for today. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, the prayers, and the preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. May the Lord bless you all, and happy Easter Resurrection Day for you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Irma. We appreciate you so much.
Amen. Have a blessed weekend.
And you as well. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Clyburn. We really appreciate you, and thank you, Mother. Amen. You know, it's an awesome thing to be involved in the celebrations that come. I know this is called the Great Passover for the Jews, and when Jesus actually came to Jerusalem, they were all looking forward to remembering how they put the blood on the lintel posts of their doors and the death angel Passover, and they were celebrating that. But Jesus now has become the Paschal Lamb that was slain, and his blood has, amen, been sprinkled over us. I was talking with Deacon Charles Tate this morning, and we were talking about how Jesus had told Mary, "Touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." Amen, to sprinkle that blood on the altar that would cover us and cover our sins. And it seems like at the end he was crucified. He was laid in Joseph's borrowed tomb. And you would think that was the end. But if you read the scriptures carefully, you'll see that nobody really thought it was the end. They paid Pilate to put a guard there so Jesus wouldn't come out. If you don't believe he's the Messiah, then why are you guarding the tomb? You must think he's going to come out. Amen. And even in that, there was hope. Amen. The men on the two road to Emmaus, you know, who Jesus appeared to later on after he rose, they said, "We had hoped he was the one." So there was hope. Amen. And we should have hope right now. If you're following, if you're paying attention, if you're not so caught up in this world that you're missing this whole Easter weekend, Resurrection weekend, amen. But if you're paying attention, Jesus is in the tomb, we thought. Amen. He is. But guess what? He is still working. If you look at 1 Peter 3:19, you'll find these words. So he went and preached while he was, you know how we like to say, he died on a Friday. They buried him in Joseph's borrowed tomb, and he stayed dead all day Saturday and all night Saturday. No, he didn't. In 1 Peter 3:19, it says, so he went and preached to the spirits in prison, those who disobeyed God long ago when God waited patiently while Noah was building his boat. Only 8 people were saved from drowning in that terrible flood. Jesus went there while he was supposedly that lying in the tomb. He went there and preached to the antediluvian people. He went to validate that 120-year-long sermon that Noah preached to them about Jesus coming, about God getting ready to flood the world out. Nobody believed, but they finally see not the ark, but the true ark, which is Jesus. Amen. It might seem dark right now. It might seem like Jesus is in the tomb. It might be dark in our life. It might seem like some things in our life are in the tomb. But let me tell you, it's going to be all right.
Just trying to figure it out, fighting doubt, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Woo!
Never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrors to
they look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
Tell 'em,
we gon'
In these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder.
Day, day,
human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape,
trouble, and shame. Shame, abuse, and evil, I pray.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done.
In the earth,
let your glory rise, let your sun shine,
let it burn. Cause we know
sometimes that's hard to believe when you're so deep and, amen, and it seems like you're lost, just lost in something and you don't see no way out. Amen. You know, that's when you're supposed to sing praises to God. You know, when Paul and Silas was locked up in that Philippian jail and it seemed like there was no way out. Amen. And the resurrection also ought to tell us that there's always a way out. Amen. Amen. But sometimes when it's in the dark, you begin to wonder, can Jesus really bring me out? Does he really know? Does he really care? Does he feel my pain? Well, let me tell you something. Don't even worry about it. You know why? Because Jesus, he'd have been in a lot of battles with that old silly devil and them demons. But guess what? He ain't never lost one. Not one. Be beating them to death. That's sending them in the pit.
Is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns. You know, God can do all things for fail. He has never lost a battle. There is power in prayer. So following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Brother Deacon Charles Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Deacon Charles Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. I love that song. I really do. And I got a little history on that song this morning. When the guy that sings that song, good morning, how are you all this morning? First, let me tell you that. But when the guy that's singing that song, I think his six-year-old son was in the hospital and he started breathing, stopped breathing. And the doctor said they didn't know why and wasn't nothing they could do. But now that young man is still alive and well. And like what he said at the end of the song, the devil said no, but you said yes. The devil said no, but you said yes. You know, God gave us a yes too in John 3:16, when he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the weekend that we celebrate that scapegoat that I like talking about. But we celebrate because God said yes. Jesus is alive and well. And he is. And he came just so that we might have eternal life. That's life that begins with him when we accept him as our Lord and Savior and continues on into eternity. We have no idea as to how long eternity is, but we do know that Jesus said, I have conquered all death and hell. He tells us in John chapter 14, don't let our hearts be troubled. Believe in me and believe in God also. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you so you can be with me always. And when the time comes, I'll come back and get you. And Lord God, our Father, we thank you first and most of all, Father. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. And we praise you just because, not what you do, but because who you are. Father, you said yes. You said yes. The devil said no, but you said yes. And because of you saying yes in each and every one of our lives, we know, we have the assurance, like 1 Corinthians told us, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Death has no power over us anymore, Father, because of what happened time some 2,000 years ago. Jesus went to the cross on our behalf, and he carried each and every one of our sins on his shoulders. He took a beat down, Father. He took a beat down. The beat down was so great that there's no way any normal man could have endured it. But he felt every blow. He felt every sting. He felt every strike. He heard every curse. He felt every slap. And he did it all for us. He prayed in the garden, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And then he endured that pain just for us, Father. Just for us. You know, Father, you know, I heard a song once that said it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross, but it was his love. The love he has for us. And Father, right now, we just praise you because of that love that you poured out on us. You didn't have to do it. You know, Father, when the earth got dark and the ground shook, you was angry because of what they did to your son. And Jesus held you back. He told you, don't do it, Father, because, see, Father, we don't realize you was ready to take everybody out. Once again, like you did back in Noah's day, you wiped out the whole world because they decided not to believe in you. You just let them go, and then you made some more. But when you witnessed what they did to your son, Father, you was ready to do it again. And Jesus said, no, that's not why we're here. So you didn't. But today, we celebrate, Father, because yesterday, he went to the grave. But today, like was read about earlier, he went down and preached to those people that were during Noah's time. And Father, for that we thank you. Because right now, Father, we're those people. And we don't like to admit it, Father, but we some bad kids. But he's still seated. He's seated right next to you, interceding for us, Father. Father, I praise you just because, like I said, of who you are, Father. You're my hope. You're my peace. You're my everything, Father. And you're that for each and every one of us that believe in you. And not just for those that believe, Father, for those that don't believe, because you see the door is still open, Father. For the one that says you don't exist right now, Father. For the one that says you never do anything for me. Help them to understand that you are still saying yes, Father. The air that they breathe. The feet that they stand on. They got up this morning, Father, because of you. They laid down last night and slept. And Father, for the one that didn't sleep because of what was ever going on, see, Father, right now we're before you and we're laying those things before you that bothered us last night, that bothered us last week, that bothered us, some of us, a year ago, Father. But once again, Father, we have to understand what Jesus said. Don't let your heart be troubled. I think it's in Philippians, Father, where you tell us to pray about everything. Don't worry about nothing. And tell you what we need. See, Father, you already know what we need. But you'd like to hear from us. You'd like for us to come so that we will understand and come to realize. Not that it does anything for you. So that we would come to know, Father, that we have a place we can go. You tell us to cast all our cares on you because you care for us. But you also tell us before that to humble ourselves before you. Humble yourself before the Lord. And he'll lift us up. Father, right now our heads are a little down for some things, some situation, something that's kind of got us a little bit destroy. But you told us, Father, to tell you about it. You tell us all the time, I'm here. I'm listening. We know that you hear every prayer that goes up, Father, because you told us that you know the numbers of the hairs on our head. Father, we have no idea as to how much hair we have on our head. All we know is when we start to lose some. But we can sit down and there's no way we can count what's there right now because, Father, it constantly regenerates itself. And that's because of you. Our bodies constantly regenerate themselves because of you. Yep, we might get a little ill. And we might get an illness that causes death. But we have to understand that that word death has no hold over us anymore. If we leave this world and we know you as our Lord and Savior, we know your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, we step from this world right into your presence, and you promised us that. Father, when I think about the things that you've done and what you've promised, and that you're the one that can do anything but fail. You have never broken a promise to us. And you never will. You told Abraham back in the beginning that his seed would be like the sand of the shore, on the shore. And we're that seed. We're his children. But he was your child. So that makes all of us your children just like him. And you didn't love him any more than you love us, Father, because you showed your love to us by sending your Son so that we might be able to come be with you. You want everybody to be with you one day. If you made a world that can hold all these people, I know that you have a place that can hold everybody. Father, for the one that says it's absolutely impossible, show yourself to them today, Father, so they'll come to understand. Because, you see, all we have to do is look around. All we have to do is look around at the things that have been created. The moon, the stars, the sun, the water, at the seas that goes in and comes out. Only comes in as far as you want it to go and only goes out as far as you want it to go. the trees, the birds, all of nature. All of nature shows us that you exist. Man hasn't done anything like this, Father. We don't do this. Father, we don't, like I say, we don't even know when we lay down and go to sleep and when we get up. But you know all this. And Father, for that, I praise you. I really do that. Father, we're not deserving of anything that you've done for us. We're really not. But you've done everything. You not just have provided eternal life for us. You provide for us on a daily basis. So, Father, for the one that's right now that's lacking provision, that doesn't have what they think that they need, show them where to go. Because, see, you got your people everywhere, Father. You have your people everywhere. And in a situation when one doesn't have, Father, help them to understand that you made the gleaners, that you made the food banks, that they got a neighbor next door that they just, the neighbor can't wait for them to come knock on the door and say, I need your help. Father, sometimes we have to listen to do and do what you tell us to do. Just like back in Moses' day when they got to the Red Sea. And they were standing at the Red Sea, and you'd already parted it, and you already made a way on dry land for them to walk through. They were standing there, and Moses came to you and was crying out to you about, Father, help us, and you told him, stop crying out to me. Get your behind down the hill and walk across on dry land. The way was made, Father, but sometimes the way can be right in front of us, and we just don't pay attention. Father, open their eyes so they'll see that the way is already made. And Father, lay it upon our hearts as Christian brothers and sisters to do for others as we want them to do for us. You know, Father, you said in your word, your son said, greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friend. You told us to do unto others as we would have others do unto you. So, Father, what we have to do is come to understand that that's what you're telling us to do. And we not only have to hear what you say, but do what you say. I love it when the pastor taught me and I learned that faith, that true faith, is doing what God tells us to do. So, Father, let it be for the one that's listening right now that might be able to really help somebody out, that they don't keep asking you, what should I do? When they look into that refrigerator, Father, and see that they got three chickens and the perfect person next door don't have one, let it be that we go ahead and give one of them chickens up, Father. See, we have abundance, an abundance. I just got to be honest right here, Father. We have an abundance. There's not many of us that don't have freezers full of food and don't have more than we need, Father. Let it be that we get rid of some of this more so to give, make room so that we can continue to be that conduit, like electricity that runs through that pipe, so we can continue to do those things that you have told us to do. But Father, also, you know, we are in a really particular time right now. But Father, I got to thank you, and I got to praise you. Because, you see, even though we're going through this pandemic, you've made a way. The devil said no, but you said yes. You made a shot. You came with a vaccine. Just like back in when the children of Israel were walking through the desert, when they came and those snakes bit them. You put a snake on a pole and said, all you have to do is look to this. And you'll be healed. So, Father, let it be, and I'm going to say this, Father, for the ones that say, I'm not getting that shot is for somebody else. Let it be, Father, that they come to realize that you made the shot. You made the way. Father, we just ask that you continue to do what you've been doing since the beginning of creation for us, Father, making a way. Making a way. We like to sing that you're a way maker, Father. But when it comes, crunch time comes, Father, we forget So bring back to our remembrance, Father, the last time we had something that got us in this situation, Father. And let it be, Father, for something that we've done that put us in the places that we are right now, that we turn away from that, that we just do a 180 and go back in the direction that we're supposed to be going, Father. You see, it's just that easy to turn. Not a 360, because a 360 brings you right back to where you were, but a 180, to turn around and go back the way that we know to go. And the way that we know to go is Jesus. The way that we know to go is the way that you prepare for us. Because just in John chapter 14, you said that we know the way. When you said that you were going away, that we know the way to get there. And Father, not just the way to eternity, but you also has made ways in this life, for us to get to where we're supposed to be. Let it be that we not be hard-headed children, Father. Let us be attentive to what you say, Father. Let it be that we do what you tell us to do. And one of the things that we really need to do, Father, is continue to witness on your behalf, to tell somebody else about you. Because like I said a little while ago, Father, you got a place big enough for everybody. And you want everybody to be there. But while we're going through this world, Father, continue to help us understand. Continue to help us understand that our responsibility as believers is to do what you tell us to do. Like you said, why do we call you Lord, Lord, and we don't do what you say? You want everybody saved. You want everybody to heaven. You want everybody to spend eternity with you. See, hell wasn't made for us. It was made for the devil. But Father, let that one that doesn't believe, let them come to the realization as to who you are, Father, so that they will. You see, people don't go to hell because you send them. We go to hell because we choose not to believe, Father. Let the choice of each and every person that's hearing my voice right now be to choose life, to choose you, to choose the one that went to the cross on our behalf. And it is now alive and well, seated on your right-hand side, interceding for each and every one of us. You see, Father, you told us also, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. And the reason you tell us that, Father, is because you got us. You got us. When you put us here, when you rested back in Genesis, you put everything in each and every one of our lives in place. And all we have to do is ask you. All we have to do is come to you and ask. That's all we have to do. Lord God, I thank you for the opportunity you've given me to talk to you this morning, Father. Is there anything that I've missed? Because, see, Father, I don't know the prayers that's going up to you right now. All I know is what I see and what I know, Father. But the one thing that I do know, Father, is on this day, you've already made a way. So, Father, let that way be known to each and every individual. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Jesus, for what you did, because if you hadn't have done it, we wouldn't be here. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, we wouldn't have any hope. But I love that verse that said, Jesus Christ, my hope in glory. And when it talks about that song, Lord, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, that's real, Father. It wasn't just a song. It's real. But once again, he's alive and well. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.
Everything is wild. need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
My grace and mercy. You made a way. Powerful prayer. Thank you, Deacon Charles Tate, for making our request known to God. Amen. We truly appreciate you. All right. I'm enjoying, just truly enjoying this service and celebrating the Resurrection Weekend. And I hope you are too. As we continue, I'd like to say thank you for allowing me to serve as your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Thank you for Jesus. Amen. All right. Okay. Time for the preach word. A message from God. The next voice you will hear after this song selection is our very own gifted and talented brother and associate pastor, Terrence Tate. Let's prepare to receive associate pastor Terrence Tate come in his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
There is power.
break every chain. Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army. Hallelujah. Rising up.
Hey, hey.
There's an army.
Yeah.
our gracious God and our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to preach your word. What a privilege it is to be called a servant of the resurrected Savior. What a privilege it is to preach your word to your people who you've given me to serve under. Father, I just ask you to move me completely out of the way, and you have your way. It is in your precious and holy name I pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Happy Resurrection Weekend to you all. You know, I picked that song. I picked that song because there is power in the name of Jesus. And it goes with the message that I want to preach today. That Jesus has me preaching today. And the title of the message is, Let Jesus in Your Heart. He saves. Let Jesus in your heart. He saves. You know, and the scripture that he wants me to focus on today is Acts 4 and 12. That's going to be our foundational scripture. And Acts 4 and 12 reads like this. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Let me quote that again. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And this message is strictly for unsaved folk. You cannot get saved by calling on Buddha. You cannot get saved by calling on Muhammad. You cannot get saved by calling on the Dalai Lama. The only way you can get saved and set free from your sin and from yourself is if you call on Jesus and let him in your heart and let him save you from yourself and from your sins. It says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me ask you a question. Who do you want? Not who do you want, but what do you want? Do you want Jesus or do you want to stay in bondage? Do you want to experience the delivering power of Jesus, or do you want to continue living in bondage? You know, it says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. let me break that down. You could be 6 years old and want to be saved from your sins, but you cannot get saved from your sins and from yourself if you continue letting the devil have control over you. See, Jesus will clean you up. Jesus will set you free from your sin and from yourself. It says in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. But by his stripes we are healed. You will never be set free from your sins and from yourself if you don't let Jesus in your heart. You will never be set free if you continue letting the devil have control over your life. Because if you continue to let the devil have control over you, you are missing out on eternal life in heaven with Jesus. See, it says in John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus is the only one who can save you from your sin and from yourself. Jesus is the only one who can save you from your sin and from yourself. See, Jesus was willing to die for you so that you could have eternal life with him in heaven. Jesus didn't say no when his father told him, go down there and die on that cross for the sins of my child. Jesus said, I'll go. He did that for you so that you can experience the power that's inside of you. If you let him in your heart. See, folks, once you let Jesus in your heart, he will deliver you from any kind of bondage that you are in today. Once you let Jesus in your heart, once you let Jesus become the number one source in your heart, he will deliver you from any type of bondage that you're in today. I don't care whether you're an alcoholic. Put that alcohol bottle down and go to Jesus. Tell him, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. I want you to be my deliverer. I want to be delivered from this bondage of alcohol. I don't care if you are a cigarette smoker. and you can't stop, put that cigarette down and go to Jesus. Let him in your heart. Tell him, Lord, I want to be delivered from this urge to smoke cigarettes. I want to be one of your chosen children that work for you. I need to be delivered. And once you do that, once you surrender your heart to God and let him in, you will never be the same. See, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, it says that Jesus washed our sins in his own blood. He washed our sins away in his own blood. So don't, let me tell you something, folks. When you reject Jesus, you reject the Father. And not only do you reject the Father, you reject eternal life with Jesus in heaven. Not only when you reject Jesus, you reject freedom from yourself. You reject freedom from bondage. So let Jesus be yours. Make Jesus yours, because he wants you to be a part of his fold. And if you're around people that are telling you don't go with Jesus, do it and watch Jesus bless you. Do it and watch your life be the same. Don't let people stop you from inheriting eternal life with Jesus, because there is delivering power in Jesus. There is saving power in the name of Jesus. Some of you may be battling a pornography addiction. Put that porn down and go to Jesus and tell him, I want to be delivered from this porn addiction. And he will deliver you. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let me break that down for you. The cost of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. If you want to lose your life physically, keep living in sin. But if you want to experience the gift of God, let Jesus in your heart. Let Jesus save you. Because once you become an ambassador for Jesus, you will never want to go back to living in sin. Like, in the song that was played before I preached, it says, there's an army rising up. You may have people rising up telling you to stop Jesus from coming in your heart. But I would advise you to let Jesus in, because once you let the power of Jesus into your heart, you have angels moving on your behalf in heaven. You have angels working on your behalf in heaven. Don't, folks, please don't deny Jesus. In John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son, who was willing to come and take away the sins of the world. God, Jesus did not come to condemn you. Jesus came to this earth to build you up. And it says in verse 18 of that chapter, he who does not believe on Jesus has been condemned already. Let me ask you another question. Who do you choose? Do you choose Jesus, or do you choose the devil? Let me ask, I'm going to say that again. Do you choose Jesus, or do you choose the devil? Because if you choose Satan, you will never be delivered from your sins. But if you choose Jesus, you will be delivered from your sins if you confess your sins to Jesus. Because it says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. If you tell God, God, I've sinned, God is faithful and just to clean you up from your sins, and he will never remember them. No. and he will never remember them no more. So choose Jesus and let him into your heart, because bondage is hard to get out of if you don't choose Jesus. But if you choose Jesus as your Savior and let him in your heart, you will experience the delivery and saving power of Jesus. It says in Acts 4:12, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Once again, folks, you cannot get saved from your sins and from yourself if you call on Buddha. You cannot get saved from your sins and from yourself if you call on Oprah, if you call on Allah. It says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. There is not more than one way to get to heaven. It's the only way to get to heaven. Folks, don't let the devil use people to stop you from experiencing eternal life with Jesus. It says in Luke 10:19, behold, I've given you power to walk over snakes and scorpions. Behold, I've also given you power to overcome every power of the enemy. Let me tell you something. If you want to experience Jesus, you have the power to overcome every power of the enemy, because Jesus gave it to you when he went to the cross for you. All you have to do is accept him as the Lord and Savior. If you don't want to, that's your choice. But I would advise you to change your mind, because if and when you do choose Jesus, you will never be the same. For those of you that are not saved, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Lord God, my Father, Lord God, my true and living Father, I want to be a part of your kingdom. I want to be saved from myself and from my sins. But I can't be saved from myself if I don't let you in to my heart. So I ask you to clean me up and set me free for myself and for my sins so that I can experience the power that's inside of me. I'm sorry for my sins. I want them out. I want them washed away. And I want to be yours and yours alone. I want to be your servant forever. And I will be committed to your work and your work alone. If you pray that prayer, you just got saved. I said it earlier. Don't let other people that aren't saved influence you to choose the devil. I plead with you to choose Jesus, because Jesus is the only way to heaven. Let Jesus in your heart. He wants to save you. And let me say this before I close. No Jesus, no power. No power, no peace. No peace, no freedom from sin. No freedom from sin, you will continue to live in bondage. Let me say that again. No peace, no Jesus, no power. No power, no peace. No peace, no freedom from sin. No freedom from sin, you will continue to live in bondage forever. So, for the unsaved folks that are listening, make a choice. Jesus wants you to be a part of his heavenly soul. Jesus wants to hear you. Jesus, you want to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You don't want to hear Jesus say, "I never knew you because you rejected me." Don't reject Jesus. Because when you reject Jesus, you not only reject the Father, but you reject eternal life in heaven. And you do not want to reject the one who created you for his purpose. So choose Jesus. I would advise you, please choose Jesus and choose life. Because if you don't, you will continue. If you don't choose Jesus, you will be left in bondage forever. And Jesus can lift you out. Jesus can lift you out of your depression. Jesus can lift you up out of your sadness. Jesus can lift you up out of yourself. So choose Jesus, please. Because, like I said, you don't want to hear Jesus say, I never knew you because you rejected me and my Father. Don't reject Jesus. Let him be yours. Let him be your Savior. He wants you. He doesn't want your material stuff. He wants you and you alone. That's it. He's crying out to you. Why? He's saying, why have you rejected me? I've done nothing to you. Don't reject Jesus. Make him yours. Make it so when you get to heaven, you can hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Make it so when you get to heaven, you can hear him say, that's my child. I knew her. She gave her life to me so that I could clean her up. It's your decision whether you want Jesus or not. But I plead with you to make Jesus your Savior, because once you make Jesus your Savior, you will never be the same again. And if you're around unsaved people, if you're around other unsaved people that are listening to me, have them stop what they're doing and listen to this message, because Jesus wants you. He doesn't want your material stuff. He wants your heart. He wants your heart and your heart alone. Your heart is the most precious thing to Jesus Christ. So let him in and let him be yours. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the word that you have given me to preach to your people, unsaved or saved. Father, you said in your word, in John chapter 17, that you sent Jesus to finish the work that you've given him to do. Father, I thank you for putting Jesus in my heart to finish the work that you have given him to do through me. And Father, I pray for those who accepted you as their Savior. Because, Father, there is nobody greater than you, oh God. You are greater than any other power in this world. And there's nobody greater who can clean us up from our sins and from ourselves but you. Father, I did not preach the word that you've given me to preach for your glory. I preach the word that you've given me to preach for your glory. I did not preach the word that you've given me to preach so that I could be praised. I preach the word that you've given me to preach the way you wanted me to preach so that you could be edified and glorified. Father, it is in your precious and holy and wonderful name that I pray this prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen. We thank God for the message on today, which is a reminder for us not to forget the main thing, and that is for us to go and tell the world about Jesus. Amen. Romans 10:9 says, if we confess with our mouth Jesus and that God raised him from the dead by his own power, we'll be saved. But that's not really talking about how to lead somebody to Christ. But what it is talking about is this is how we demonstrate that we are saved. We confess Christ. And so the Lord wants us to go out and confess Christ. Amen. Demonstrating that we are saved. And whoever believes our report will receive salvation. Jesus did all of this for us. Amen. To go out and to tell it. Amen. And now we're going to get prepared for communion because we won't be having Zoom communion tomorrow because it's Easter. So we're going to have communion here today, and right after this song, we're going to lead you in communion. So find you something that's liquid to represent the blood. Find you something like a cracker or a piece of bread to represent the body. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you right after this song.
Bow down. searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their own. You know, he wants it all.
Amen, amen. And the Lord is still searching for that Christian, amen, who's ready to give him their all. You know, Jesus did that on yesterday. We call it Good Friday. It's the day that he was crucified, amen. And I think Mother Irma Miller was the scripture reader this morning, and she read about that. Amen. That's giving it all. That's throwing in all the chips. And so he has a right, amen, to ask that we give our all, because he gave his all. Now, on yesterday, we preached about Good Friday when Jesus was rolled himself up in John's gospel and, amen, served his disciples. He washed their feet. And what he was doing there was showing them how to live out their Christian life, to be humble, be amen. And at the same time, he shared with them a communion meal. Amen. He instituted what we celebrate today. We call it communion. It's when we recognize that we are a part of what Christ did. Amen. We're a part of his family. We recognize and remember the cost of our salvation. We recognize the sacrifice that Jesus made so that we could be reconciled back to God. And so until Jesus comes back again, we're constantly reminded through communion what the Lord God, our Father, did for us by sending his Son, God the Son, who became Jesus Christ in this life. Jesus meaning he saves, Christ meaning the anointed one with the power to bring us back to God. Amen. And so let's remember the sacrifice that Jesus made as we look forward to Jesus coming back and rapturing the church, the body of Christ, out of this world, so that he can keep what he said, bring it to pass, over in John 2, John 14 and 2. He said, I'm coming back to receive you unto myself, so that you could be with me where I am. And so, on that night that he shared that communion with his disciples, he took the bread and he broke it. He broke it and he said, this is the part of my body which is given for you. Let us all eat together. And after doing this, he took the cup and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for you, a sign of the new covenant that God is making with all mankind, that whosoever believes in me won't perish but have everlasting life. You'll no longer have to bring bulls, rams, and everything else, and birds, and whatever else. All you need to do is receive the blood, the new covenant that God is making with mankind. Let us all drink together. Amen, amen. I feel good, but I ain't going to sing. Amen. I don't even know where the Mount of Olives is, and I ain't got no plane ticket to get there. But, Crystal.
I'm not singing either.
I'm not going to preach. Well, I'm not going to
preach.
Yeah, I'm
preach. Not going to say nothing either.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
touch Terry's sermon either. I'm not.
Amen.
I'm just listening to him, and I'm like, check. I said, Lord, I need, oh, my Jesus. I said, okay, yeah, I'm not, all I'm going to say about his sermon is that if you have never gone back and downloaded a service, this is one that's pivotal that you can start at, because what he preached today was absolutely amazing. choose Jesus. Don't reject him. He didn't reject you. He died for you, whether you accept him or not. He died once for all. So the easiest thing in the world to do is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, everything else that comes after that is going to be a little bit of a struggle, but that's all right.
Yeah. No, don't tell them that
okay.
part. Don't tell them that part.
You know,
it's going
to be wonderful.
Look,
if we're going to be truthful, we go, no, then we can't lie to them. Then we can't do that because then they're going to come
there'll
back
be blessings
and
be blessings.
It's going to be great. No, it's going to be blessings on blessings, but it ain't going to be them blessings on blessings. You think you're going to have to go through some dark wilderness, get them blessings on blessings. But, you know, we can't lie to the people. Look, accepting Jesus Christ, the most freeing thing in this world is accepting him as your Lord and Savior. Once you know you in the hands of Lord, I mean, it's nothing else. Like little kids who look for their parents, who are comforted by their parents, and you're crying in the crib and your mom or your daddy come pick you up and hold you and you instantly stop crying. That's peace. Babies know that. You know, little baby monkeys and baby bears and little baby birds, they all know that. When mama show up, daddy show up, we good. So guess what? Jesus died once for all. So once you say, I'm yours, he say, I'm yours. And it's a done deal. Now, again, if anything else come out of that, ain't always going to be so peaches and rainbows and kittens and unicorns. But that's okay. Because you're going to be safe. It's all good.
You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. We're going to be all right. Lord have mercy. So I'm going to read these announcements. Like, again, if you have not downloaded or gone back and listened to any of our old services or anything like that, this sermon today was a really, really, really good place to start. I mean, Terrence really broke it down. Lord have mercy. We're so grateful for him. So good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all the Blog Talk Radio listeners, our new listeners, as well as our old listeners who tuned in to our Saturday morning worship service that has been off the chain since the beginning. Amen. We always want to say thank you to the pastor of the hour. Today was Pastor Terrence Tate for bringing us the word. I'm so proud of him. He is always ready every single first Saturday of every single month with a word from the Lord. Like, I can only think of maybe once or twice where maybe he had to shift the weekend and had to go on second, but he has not missed a month, years, like ever. Like, I am so proud of him and so proud of his growth. You know, like I said, he's always ready every single first Sunday of the month with a word from the Lord. So we thank him for his faithfulness and his obedience and his consistency to bring us the word. And we pray that you were blessed in some way by what you heard today. And again, if you have not gone back and ever listened to any services, if this is your first service, go back and download this. This is a really, really, really good place to start. There's a lot of other things that you could focus on, but focusing on the love of Jesus Christ for you and the freedom that comes with salvation is a really good place to start your Christian walk. Amen. So, Pastor Terrence, we thank you so much for the word that you brought to us today. Amen. Amen. So, Running for Christ Ministries, the little sad, lonely, empty building, is still located at 27085 West Otter Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. If y'all drive by and see somebody just laid up on the brick, that's just me giving the building a hug just to say, we miss you too. It's still there. But praise God, we're still here as well. So just a couple of announcements. Our Bible reading class, as you all should know by now, is now held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. effective this Wednesday, April 7th. Amen. So Bible reading class is now held on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. effective this Wednesday, April the 7th, with Deaconess Nicole Seabrooks teaching 1 Kings chapters 18 through 22. She's going to round that one out. The questions are available online for you to access. So just go to rfcm.org under Bible classes and you will find them there to participate. Amen. Also, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., I probably should read those in the opposite order, Tuesday first being Wednesday, but nevertheless, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall, which we know is Pastor O's brother, is here on Blog Talk Radio teaching and preaching in his sermon series Training Day. We used to hear him on the 4th and 5th Saturdays here on Blog Talk Radio, but it just wasn't enough time, so he has his own hour. He's been doing it for quite some time now. It's a really wonderful way to hear a good full hour of preaching and teaching in his sermon series, Training Day. Awesome information, awesome stuff. So set yourself a reminder each week to tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen? Amen. So Pastor O's book, Jesus Christ, From His Birth to His Ascension, is $5 off from now until April the 30th, and we know that the discount, praise God, we like coupons, is because of the Easter season that is taking place, you know, Good Friday today, tomorrow, Resurrection Sunday. So take advantage of the discount. We all like discounts. Who don't, if you're paying full price for things, don't, okay? So this is a good way to take advantage of a discount. $5 is a lot of money off. So take advantage of it. Buy the books for your children, family members who may not know the Lord, friends, people in your community, yourself, obviously, you know, just whoever the Lord leads you to. So share the book with them and bless their lives and your life as well. Amen? Amen. So the fourth Wednesday of every month from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. from now until November, First Fruit Living Ministries and Minister Shelley, along with Pastor O, as well as anyone else who wants to join in, will be out in front of Run for Christ Ministries, right in front at the bus stop right there, praying for people, rededicating and restoring people back to and back in Christ, as well as giving out Bibles and lunches. So like I said, it's every fourth Wednesday from 11:30 to 1:30. Minister Shelley is on time, so please be on time right there in the bus. So there's a bus stop right there, kind of like in front of the church building. So if you're able to make it out, please do every fourth Wednesday of the month from now to November. Amen? Amen. So tomorrow, which is Sunday, April the 4th, Resurrection / Easter Sunday, Runner for Christ Ministries will, praise God, be celebrating our 18th church anniversary here on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, we will not be able to celebrate physically in person, but that's okay. We'll always make that up. We will be celebrating spiritually together tomorrow. So tune in here on Blog Talk Radio at 9:30 a.m. of course for our Sunday service, which begins at 9:30 with our Sunday school, with Deaconess Dr. June Rogers teaching Sunday school, and 10 a.m. for our Sunday service. I feel like Pastor O said he was bringing the word. I feel like that's ingrained in my brain. I feel like that's actually going to happen. But nevertheless, if it's not Pastor O, it's going to be somebody really, really bomb. So it doesn't matter who it is. You're just going to want to listen. But I believe it's Pastor O. So tomorrow, just make sure to tune in starting at 9:30 a.m. Amen? Amen. So again, a reminder that all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free. Just visit our church website, rfcm.org, click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. You'll have access to all of our classes and services, again, all for free. Share these classes and services with others. Like Pastor Terrence said, if you've got somebody that's by you right now that ain't saved, tell them to stop what they're doing and listen to this. Go back and download it. It's a great place to start your walk with God. Amen. If you want to bless us at Running for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, or if you're a member and you want to pay your tithes or give any additional offerings, of course, go to the church website, rfcm.org. You will find all the information you need there. If you want to mail something in, there's a mailing address there for you as well to take advantage of. We would like to thank everyone that faithfully gives to Running for Christ Ministries, even though we're not physically present in the building. And because of your continuous support, the first installments towards all of our outreach ministries that we give to Forgotten Harvest, Salvation Army, Detroit Rescue Mission, Covenant House, Bondage Breaker Ministries, Gleaners, and First Fruit Living Ministries has been made. Amen. Praise God. We know that these ministries help lots of hurting and struggling people all year long. So again, we praise God for you. God bless you, and we thank you. And for more info on our outreach, please go to our church website, again, rfcm.org. In addition to this, if you would like to give a love offering for the preacher who brought the word to us today, which was Pastor Terrence Tate, go to our church website, and under offerings, you can give whatever you want. You can just make a notation for who the gift of love is for, and it will be passed on accordingly. Amen? Amen. So prayer, as we know, is simply talking to God, and it's essential to bringing heaven down to earth. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Deuteronomy 31, Verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Amen. We have been commanded to see God's help and God's hand in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, it is our responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we will choose to be obedient and continue to pray for everyone, everywhere, all of the time. Pray for those who are sick, those who are shut in, one another, yourself. Of course, pray for our children, our nation, our world, our leaders. Everyone who has kept this world going during this pandemic, obviously short of the power of God, who we know keeps this world turning. So many people have wanted to quarantine and wanted to be home and wanted to, but you can't. You know, things still go on. So, you know, we lift those in prayer who have been in it since the beginning. Amen. We pray for the many missing and exploited who are being trafficked, abused, as well as all of our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world who are persecuted for their belief and service to the Lord. Special prayers, of course, go out to all of our mothers that run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl, Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia, as well as Tyrone Hamilton and Pastor John Mack. Again, we were so happy to hear his voice yesterday. He had been gone for so long, and I had put him on the block list, but I wasn't trying to really get him blocked. You know, he was gone for a minute, so now I got to take him back off the block list. And so that's how you ended up hearing him yesterday. So praise God. Continue to keep all of these people, anyone that you know personally, lifted up in prayer. Amen. Pray for those who are spiritually lost and confused, remembering Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. It is our job to spread the good gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 in the Good News Translation reads, Samuel said, which does the Lord prefer, obedience or offerings and sacrifices? It is better to obey him than to sacrifice the best sheep to him. Now, it was literal sheep back in the day, but what do you offer up to God today in place of your obedience to him? That's your sheep. So think about that. Time, job, kids, social life, social media, whatever, that's the sheep that you offering up to God in place of your obedience. And so you got to really think, which does the Lord prefer? So if God asks you to plant that seed, then plant it. If he asks you to water that seed, then water it. Whatever you have to give up to do what God asks is nothing in comparison to the blessings you will receive by being obedient. Amen. Amen. So Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, I don't give all these scriptures to stir up painful emotions or make you sad or heartbroken or to make you cry, but I say them to direct you back to the source of your strength and encouragement that only the word of God can give. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and prayers, and we pray God's comfort, healing, love, and peace upon you as always. We are all part of the body, and we need each other. Matthew chapter 5, 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. And neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Blessings are not always in the form of money or things, and a smile or a kind word goes a long way, not to mention the gift of love is free. So take time out to be a ray of light to someone today, because as Hebrews 13, verses 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels without even knowing it. Amen. Amen. So it's a new month. It's the month of April. So we say happy birthday to all the Blog Talk listeners all around the world who celebrated in these last couple of days in April or who are celebrating today. We send nothing but special love and birthday wishes to our Run for Christ Ministries family. And we have one birthday this entire month, and it belongs to Nedra. And her birthday is on the 12th of this month. So happy birthday to Nedra. Of course, I will be shouting her out all month long. She gets the whole month of April to herself. Amen. And so I just want to say that as we approach this resurrection / Easter Sunday, I ask that you take some time to clear your mind and really meditate on how important this season is, not only for us as Christians, but for the world, not just in the death and the burial of Jesus Christ, but in his resurrection. Amen. So I have a devotional for you, and it says, what Easter is really about. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's Luke 19:10. Easter is not about eggs or wearing pastel colors. That's all fine, but that isn't what Easter is about. It's about Jesus wanting a relationship with you. Jesus was born to die and to rise again. That was the reason for the incarnation. On the cross, Jesus faced the judgment of God. He took the wrath of God upon himself. It's why he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was bearing all the sin of the world, including your sins and mine, by dying in our place. That is why he came. Jesus talked about it all the time. He was on a mission to go to the cross of Calvary. His life was not taken from him. He willingly gave it up for us. Nails did not hold Jesus to that cross. Love did. Love for you and love for me. He died for us. So how do you come into a relationship with him? First, you have to admit that you're a sinner. Some of us choke on that word, but we have to admit that we've all broken God's commandments. If you've broken even one commandment, then guess what? Newsflash, you have sinned. We have all done that many times over because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. You need to realize that Jesus died on the cross for you. And then you need to repent of your sins, which means change of direction. It means turning away from it. Next, you must receive Christ into your life. You must ask Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord. No one else can do this for you. This is a decision that you have to make, and your eternity hinges on this decision. Remember, he did it all for you. So now I have a final thought for you. What will you choose? Now, this tripped me out because as I got done typing this today, Pastor Terrence said the exact same thing. I said, Lord Jesus. So my final thought for you is, what will you choose, the bondage of the sinful world or the eternal salvation and freedom in Jesus Christ? Again, only you can make this decision. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements.
Amen. Though the church is open again, you've heard the sermon.
Hello.
And we pray that you respond positively. Crystal, thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
I will be preaching tomorrow. Jesus trying to get me past this thing where I'm afraid to preach a holiday sermon.
I know you.
I hate even admitting stupid because see, it sounds stupid, don't it? How can you be afraid of a holiday sermon? But
because
we all got our
emotional
fears, and
yes,
and that's
yes
mine. And then I get all emotional and start crying.
Yep,
and
that's all right.
You know,
and
that's embarrassing because I'm a grown man.
No, no.
I'm a whole man.
You're a whole man.
Amen.
If you're a whole man that didn't cry, we'd have to be praying for you. So I'd rather you cry. Amen.
And it's our anniversary coming up. So, amen. Yep. I'm the one who understands why God started Running for Christ Ministries in the first place. And you know what, Crystal? I cannot help but to thank him that everything he told me in 2002,
yeah,
it happened exactly,
amen,
like he said it would.
Amen.
So that gives me great kind. He brought some awesome people like you.
Yeah,
like
we are. Matt, we are the bomb. Yeah,
all the rest
all
of y'all
great,
like Pastor
yes
Terrence and Pastor
yes
John Mack and
amen
Pastor Janine Folks and Pastor Janice Tate and Pastor Jonathan
amen
Tate.
Yeah,
a lot of preaching Tate, ain't it?
Yeah, a whole lot of them. The whole family. Praise God. Everybody should be saved in that family.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's time for us amen to get out of here. Blog Talk Radio folks is being real kind to us, and we will appreciate that.
Yeah, amen.
Love you, Crystal. Be blessed. It.
Love you, too. You, too.
That's blessed. It means blessed past tense and present tense and coming tense. Amen.
Praise
God.
I take it all. Amen.
Coming tense.
That's all right. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Yes, again, I will be preaching tomorrow, and my sermon topic, man, it's hilarious. Jesus, amen, Jesus is risen, or he is risen. Now go and tell that. Amen. So we'll see you on tomorrow if the Lord say the same thing. Outside of that, just have yourself a wonderful Saturday, and try to remember Jesus this weekend. Amen. I know we got a lot of stuff we want to do, but we don't want to celebrate Easter and forget Jesus. Amen. So God bless. God keep you. Amen. See you when we see you.